You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is leading action on a global vaccination drive. He's urging leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies to commit to a 2022 completion goal. Mr. Johnson says the group is responsible to do everything they can to defeat COVID-19 around the world. United Kingdom's Health Secretary Matt Hancock says his country is leading by example.
So I'm delighted now there is a global debate, including around the G7 table, about how we can do more to vaccinate the world. But this country has done more than any other by making sure that from the start that Oxford vaccine has been available at cost. And that's why within the COVAX program, which is the program that is designed to get vaccines to countries that can't afford them themselves, 96% of the doses are our Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine delivered at cost. So, you know, absolutely let's get this done. But we've been on this for over a year.
G7 leaders are meeting in the Western English county of Cornwall on Friday, their first face-to-face summit since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. David Nabarro, the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19, says it's important to see a deadline put to the initiative.
We've always said it's going to take some time for the world to be vaccinated, but for the leader of the UK and also the chair of the G77 to put a date on it is wonderful, because this now means that there's a real prospect that when G7 leaders meet next weekend, they will actually think of a plan for getting towards everybody being vaccinated by the end of 2022. And that would change things, because we'll start saying to each other, how do we use this wonderful gift of the vaccines that are available as well as possible to help the world get ahead of this pandemic, rather than focusing on the interests of individual nations?
Britain's government pledged in February to give most of the country's surplus vaccine supply to COVAX, the United Nations-backed program aiming to supply poorer countries with jabs. So far, there's been no confirmation on exactly how many doses will be donated. A mass vaccination campaign that started in December last year has vaccinated more than half the adult population in the UK. But fresh concerns are mounting over hospitalisation risks associated with the Delta variant, which was first recorded in India. The United Kingdom recorded the highest death toll in Europe, almost 128,000 COVID-19-related deaths. Mr. Hancock says vaccine efficiency isn't compromised, despite the strain being more transmissible.
And 40% more transmissible. Well, that figure, around 40% more transmissible, it is indeed, that's the latest advice I have. That means that it is more difficult, obviously, to manage this virus with the new Delta variant. But crucially, after two doses of vaccine, we are confident that you get the same protection as you did with the old variant. So the good news is that the vaccine still works just as effectively. Everybody must go and get their second jab though, because the first isn't quite as effective on its own. You need that second jab.
Meanwhile, United States officials are continuing a COVID-19 vaccination tour with First Lady Jill Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci visiting New York City neighbourhood Harlem over the weekend. While most countries have focused their inoculation programs on adults over 30, Dr. Biden says the US is encouraging anyone over the age of 12 to get vaccinated.
I want to thank you all for coming, because this is how we get the word out. We want everyone 12 and older to come get vaccinated. We're really working hard, because we have to get back to life as normal.
The United States has pledged 80 million doses of its vaccine surplus to the COVAX program. Meanwhile, in Japan, officials are focusing on vaccination as the Olympic Games edge closer. With the Games due to begin on July 23, residents around the world say being vaccinated brings a sense of relief.
I was trying to be careful and I didn't get COVID-19, so I am thankful. I thought it would be better to take it, the vaccine, so I asked my daughter to book it online and came here today. We need to continue to be careful, but if the Olympics happen, I am worried the cases will go up again.
A Yokohama vaccination centre is hoping to reach 3,000 people a day using the Moderna jab. Mayor Fukimo Hayashi says so far there haven't been any obstacles.
I'm grateful this process was set as planned. I greeted some residents and I'm glad that they are looking relieved and feeling that things are going smoothly.
Japan has approved COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, Moderna and AstraZeneca. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.